Well, there are still another 2 full weeks of Listen Up to go, and we intend to continue featuring Britain's amateur orchestras. Do keep sending in CDs. We've had loads from London and the South East. What about the rest of the country? What about orchestras in Hull, in Liverpool, Leeds, Newcastle, Glasgow, Cardiff, Swansea? Let's be hearing from you. If you play in an amateur orchestra or you know someone who does, either send or get them to send a CD recording. Making Music, one of our partners in Listen Up, are collating the discs, so send them direct to them. Making Music, National Federation of Music Societies, 2 to 4 Great Eastern Street, London, EC2A3NW. The address is on our website, bbc.co.uk/radio3/listenup. Making Music, National Federation of Music Societies, 2 to 4 Great Eastern Street, London, EC2A3NW. Now, the Finchley Chamber Orchestra celebrated their half-centenary 2 years ago. David Lardy is their conductor. He joins me on the telephone now. You're in the middle of a rehearsal, I think, David, aren't you?
Indeed, I am, Petrock. In fact, I'm actually rehearsing with the orchestra you're going to be hearing, the Finchley Chamber Orchestra, which is rather a bit of serendipity.
You've got a Beethoven evening coming up on the 18th of November, I think.
Beethoven with an E. Egmont Overture, the Emperor Piano Concerto and the Eroica Symphony.
You've been in charge for 3 decades now. You were presumably a very young man when you started out as conductor there.
Prenatally, yes. I was still a music student when I took them over, and there's such a nice band to work with. I've stuck with them all this time.
So who plays in the orchestra?
It's the usual variety that you can get in London. We have people who are professional musicians, you know, we have a player who played for many years with the Royal Phil, people who trained at music colleges, but, you know, perhaps got married or had a family or gone into music administration, and, of course, lots of very talented amateurs.
And a space for new members? Do you audition regularly?
Yeah, if we have a space, I mean, the wind tend to be full, but, yeah, certainly, we could always do with 1 or 2 more strings.
I'm very impressed at the calibre of the soloists you've recruited over the years. I think Nigel Kennedy's played with you, Tasman Little, Natalie Klein. You get big names.
It's a policy we've had. I like to find these soloists, actually, when they're just beginning, and then work with them, and, you know, until they become famous and sort of move beyond our orbit. So, I mean, this season we've got a very fine fiddle player who I think is going to be one of the next great ones, Valery Sokolov. He's a very fine fiddle player. And the Beethoven Concert's got the winner of the Hastings Piano Concerto competition, Samantha Ward.
Money, 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 of course, always for all of these things. Is it, brief answer to this, please, is it easy to keep an amateur orchestra in cash as it needs?
Even briefer answer, no. There's very little funding around, I'm afraid, so a lot of it has to be generated purely by the audiences that come.
Well, keep up the good work. Saturday the 18th of November, Trinity Church in Finchley, a Beethoven evening, Egmont and the Emperor and the Eroica. David Lardy, thank you very much indeed for joining us. We'll let you get back to the rehearsal.
Thank you, Petrock. Good night.
And we'll hear the orchestra on disc playing the finale of Beethoven's 7th Symphony.